Hi, I'm Angelius Michael. I'm from the Jaipur Evangelical Lutheran Church in India. I'm engaged in the youth work in the church and also on environmental issues, and in particular the water issue and climate change. When I see the water crisis in India, it is very alarming, especially when you look at the privatization of water and the people being deprived of their very basic right to water. It's quite unbelievable. For example, some of the private companies which have the control over water, and they extract a lot of groundwater, and the community living around those areas suffer from the scarcity of water. And this context is very important for the civil society, and in particular for the church, to really rise up to the issue and engage itself in lobbying and advocating for the people, becoming voice for the voiceless. Otherwise, the church cannot be a missional church in this context. Therefore, keeping that mandate in mind, and it's high time the church really have to engage itself really in becoming voice for those people.
Hello, my name is Linda Garcia. I'm from Honduras. I work in a development NGO who works with environmental and development projects in the western part of Honduras. So we work with youth and also with older people to an environmental project to protect the water, small water sources, and also with a project with reforestation, ecological education, and also development education like sustainable agriculture and local and citizen participation. So my expectations to the EWN school is to learn how is the water situation around the world, and also be able to be conscious. And although Latin America has a lot of water, that means we have to take care of it, because we are seeing that the water situation is getting worse because of the climate change and with pollution and also like destruction of the wildlife and our forest. So we wanted to learn and also like apply our learning in Honduras.
I'm Oji Chukwemeka Roderick. I'm from Nigeria, in West Africa, precisely Niger Delta area, in a place called Abia State. But I live in Lagos, which is the commercial capital of the country. I'm also, by the grace of God, the leader of the youths in my church, Presbyterian Church, and the Synod of the West, and also the leader of the youths in the Lagos wing, youth wing of the Christian Council of Nigeria. I'm at the summer school here in Brussels, Switzerland, the summer school on water, to discuss about water issues and water crisis. And by the grace of God, I brought my perspective from Africa and from my own country on the issues of water, the challenges of water and distribution and other aspects of it. I have a very vivid example of the kind of water we use in the streets and the sachet that we call pure water back home in Nigeria, and it's something that sold for 5 naira in my currency. But it's a good example of how water has been privatized to use and sold by lots of people.
My name is Rania Flavi Tuma from the Middle East, from Syria. I serve in the church, the Middle East Council of Churches, and since I've come from Syria, water is a really very important issue in the Middle East. Well, for me, it's really very impressive what's going on, especially with the great information that we're getting. But most of all, it's what really satisfied me most is to see really the presentation from all around the world, and to know that water is not just a crisis for me from the Middle East. To see exactly that the world is going through that, it's giving me kind of responsibility and solidarity that we all are human beings sharing the same earth, and we have a lot of things in common. So it's very important to see that even the United States have some water crisis, even Canada has a little bit of water crisis. But it's also given me a responsibility to work more and try to find a way that we all together can make a difference as young people.